Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. As we end another week together, I pray that our focus on this word grace has been beneficial to you. I pray for the grace of God in your life and in mine. And if you would be interested in having a little conversation about the grace of God, send me an email or letter, will you? mark@godisministry.org or Pastor Mark Swallow, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And these addresses will be repeated again at the end. I'm always happy to hear from you. Let's make this ministry interactive and not just a one-way street from me to you. When we left off yesterday, we had stepped away from Paul in Romans so we could hear from Peter in 2 Peter. Peter writes, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." That's 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, 2 Peter 3, 18. And we want to spend some time talking practically on how we grow in grace. From Paul in Romans 1, verse 5, we know what grace is, but how do we grow in grace? This led us into the writings of the Puritan author, Thomas Watson, who said this, quote, "It is proper for grace to grow. Now grace is an enduring seed, the seed of God. It is the nature of seed to grow. Grace does not lie in the heart as a stone on the earth, but as seed in the earth, which will spring up, first the blade, then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear." Unquote. The analogy here is to grace growing like corn in a field. We're almost into summertime, and soon we will want to have corn on the cob. And if you are like me, you'll slobber it with butter. Corn. We like to think of it as a vegetable, but in reality, it's a stick of sugar held between either hand. No wonder we love corn on the cob so much. Well, that corn came from a seed planted in the soil of the farmer's ground. Likewise, grace is like that. God's grace is not a stone that sits atop the ground. God's grace is seed that God plants within Christian people, and that seed is designed to grow. Like the Apostle Peter said, grow in grace. So that without the seed of the grace of God in our lives, we cannot grow. Picture a garden. This is technically still spring, and if you've paid any attention at all to the vegetation around you, then you know this has been rapid growth. I am always amazed at how fast things grow this time of year, including the weeds. Well, in that garden, you have a stake in the ground designed as a way for certain plants to grow. That stake in the ground has no life. It is a certain size, and it is never going to grow. If you want a bigger or longer stake, back to the Home Depot or the garden center you go. The stake for the ground does not have life in it, so it does not grow. But the seed you planted in the soil of the garden does grow. That is because the seed has life. Do you want to grow as a Christian? Then you need more grace. You need to grow in grace. And we will talk more about how to do this on the Monday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.